And let's continue our business news by reporting on the business of crime. Criminals are getting more creative and bold when it comes to trying to separate you from your money. One of the newest email scams takes it a step further. Susan Middleman reports from member station WABE in Atlanta.
Just when you thought you've managed to identify bogus emails, this pops in.
I have been paid some ransom in advance to terminate you with some reasons listed to me by my employer. It's someone I believe you call a friend. I have followed you closely for a while now and have seen that you are not innocent of the accusations he leveled against you.
This is what Katie Stevens found, an email from a so-called hitman who said he had a change of heart, and if she paid him $8,000, he would betray his employer and not kill her.
I was scared to death. I mean, I wanted to believe that it's just a hoax. Don't put too much faith in it. But at the same token, when somebody tells you that they've been hired to terminate you, I'm scared out of my mind.
Stevens lives in a quiet rural neighborhood in Newton County, Georgia, near Atlanta, with her three young children and her husband, who happens to be a police officer. She's pretty savvy about email scams, deleting those overseas lottery winnings and other emails asking for money. But this one was different.
Because it had specific instructions of what I was supposed to do and not to get the police involved, not to put surveillance cameras up. I mean, there was specific instructions, and it wasn't Western Union me or send me cash. It was, I'm going to meet you and you're going to hand it to me.
She was told not to leave her house after 7:30 at night, with threats to her family if she ignored the warnings. The letter stated that upon first payment, she'd receive an incriminating videotape of the person behind all this. Her husband immediately contacted Sheriff's Lieutenant Bill Watterson.
When I initially received this email, we had no knowledge that this was a fraud or a scam, so I approached it with it being a serious threat against her life.
He subpoenaed her email records, and then things started to unravel. First, he says, they asked for $8,000 for a copy of the tape. And then they start lowering the ransom.
Eventually, they're going to get to a stage where they have her send the money to an address, never meeting them, you know, sending maybe an amount of $2,000 for the tape. And a lot of people would do that, no questions asked.
Authorities traced the email back to AT&T, whose fraud representative said that several servers were hijacked, so to speak, by scammers in Nigeria, India, and Estonia. AT&T's Don Benton says they're still investigating.
This is just another attempt for scammers to get personal information and to obtain funds from consumers.
Katie Stevens still felt threatened, despite being married to a cop. She worries that vulnerable people are most at risk.
It could be an elderly woman who has no family left anymore and gets this email, and it's scary. You know, I know how scared I was. I can't imagine being alone trying to handle something like this.
Authorities are concerned that scammers keep coming up with new intimidation tactics like this to take advantage of unsuspecting victims. For NPR News, I'm Susan Middleman in Atlanta.